I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Massive wildfires are still burning in and around Los Angeles, and strong Santa Ana winds offer no hope they'll subside anytime soon. Avanti Prasanna grew up in the Palisades.
It's still heartbreaking, even if your house is there, to know that one of the most, what I always thought was one of the most beautiful neighborhoods in Los Angeles is just gone.
The death toll from the fires is up to at least 24. At least 16 are missing. The scorched earth, larger than the entire city of San Francisco. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Pacific Palisades.
There are now about 5,000 fire personnel assigned to the Palisades fire alone.
A little fire tornado.
And with wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour expected this week, L.A. remains on high alert. Authorities warn that the entire region is at risk. Millions have their bags packed as their fellow Angelenos cope with what's already been lost.
The Senate begins confirmation hearings on President-elect Trump's cabinet picks tomorrow. Correspondent Scott McFarland says there's a quest for new information about Mr. Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth.
CBS News has learned the FBI has interviewed Hegseth as part of his background investigation, and the top Republican and Democrat on the Armed Services Committee were provided the information on those findings. But others on the committee also want access to the report.
Outgoing FBI Director Christopher Wray tells CBS's 60 Minutes he believes China is the greatest threat facing the U.S.
China's cyber program is by far and away the world's largest, bigger than that of every major nation combined, and has stolen more of Americans' personal and corporate data than that of every nation, big or small, combined.
This morning, the Biden administration issued sweeping rules governing how AI chips and models can be shared with foreign countries. The goal, the administration says, is to keep powerful technology out of the hands of adversaries who could use it to help their own militaries and carry out cyber attacks. Negotiators in the Middle East report significant progress overnight on a ceasefire deal for Gaza. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar.
Israel is working with our American friends in order to achieve a hostage deal. Soon we will know whether the other side wants the same thing.
The Washington Commanders have scored their first playoff win in 19 years. Second field goal by Zane Gonzalez on NBC, sending them to a 23-20 wild card win over Tampa Bay. Buffalo and Philly both victorious yesterday as well. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Temperatures have dropped with wind chills below zero. Warming centers are running in Racine and Kenosha counties. Those in need can call 211 to find the closest. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A fire in Racine County Saturday burned two buildings containing classic cars and RVs. No injuries were reported and the cause is under investigation. A standoff yesterday in Racine lasted 5 hours after a man with a gun caused a disturbance. Crisis negotiators were able to take the man into custody at around noon. The Racine Unified School Board will consider a $190 million operational referendum for the April 1st ballot. They'll talk about that tonight. And Racine and Kenosha counties have launched their tree and shrub sales programs. Both counties offer affordable native seedlings for purchase through online stores. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers surrender to the Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers losing to the Eagles in Philadelphia 22-10. Keyshawn Nixon fumbling the opening kickoff. Jordan Love threw three interceptions. I asked Packers safety Xavier McKinney how he thought the defense played.
I thought we played well defensively. We just didn't get turnovers, so they had, four. So, I mean, it's going to be tough when it's like that, the ratio is like that, so, yeah.
The Eagles star receiver, A.J. Brown, caught on camera reading a book on the sidelines during the game.
That's a book that I bring every single game. And, you know, my teammates call it a recipe. You know, that's the first time I heard that y'all got me on camera. It got a lot of points in there, a lot of mental parts about it. Because for me, you know, this game is mental.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Knicks in New York, 140-106. The team returns home. Tomorrow night, they'll host the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
One thing good about getting older is I can reminisce, and I didn't think I would have that skill, but I am great at it. You should see me with a 7-year-old. I'm like, come here, youngster. When I was your age and we had to change the channel, now gather your friends around, they may like this. Well, first we had to get up. That's right, get up. And then walk towards the television set, balancing on the earth as it was spinning, and then reach out. And then grab this knob, grab it. And then we would turn it, and we had 2 through 13 and you. That was it, that's all we had. Those were the biggest crime I could commit would be to turn the channel too quickly. If my dad ever heard this sound, forget it. And he had like some weird, he'd be out mowing the lawn. I'd be trying to get to Underdog. What is going on in here, Wayne? I was just trying to get to the theme song. That's my favorite part. Well, that's how you break a television. Right there, that's how you break it. I didn't know there was a speed limit. I was just trying to get to the... Maybe you're not old enough to use a television. Maybe we can't have good things in this house. Maybe I should just stop working because everything I bring home, you kids break. Maybe need some medication. I think you're overreacting to the whole...
I love the colorful clothes you wear. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good. Beach Boys, Good Vibrations, 810 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. We're looking for a sunshiny day today with a high only near 19. Partly cloudy, lows around 2 tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16. Right now it's sunny and 10 degrees. Went down a few here at Radio Park. You know, less people are returning holiday presents this year. I guess it's either for one of two reasons. They're good presents or we're just too lazy to return them. What do you think? I'm going on lazy. It's 8:11, local news, timeless hits here. Classics 4, here's Spooky.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say,
Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Yeah!
Stones, get off my cloud. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:16. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 19. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 2. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 16. Right now sunny and 10. Whoa, at Radio Park. All right, this is one of those sad stories. You might want to get a Kleenex handy. A 23-year-old woman in Florida named Gianna Huber is in the news after throwing a mini wedding for her grandmother in hospice. Her real one was just 4 months out. And she knew her grandmother wouldn't make it that long. It happened in August of this year, last year, but she shared the video now. Gianna and her fiancé got all dressed up, even brought in flower girls, and sadly, her grandmother passed away this last September. Now, Gianna says she hopes the video will inspire other people to do something that makes them happy now. Jump on it. Don't wait. She and her fiancé officially tied the knot last month, but her grandmother was there at the wedding beforehand. Isn't that great that she did that for her grandmother? I love that story. And again, I well up when I hear these things. I get very sad. What a nice thing to do for your grandma, huh?
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There have been many tragic stories about celebrities losing their homes in the Los Angeles wildfires. One celebrity, Sharon Stone, is going above and beyond to help those who have nothing as a result of the catastrophe. The Oscar-winning actress set up a co-op in her home where people can drop off clothes and food and has multiple friends and family who are homeless staying with her. Stone is also setting up a shelter for evacuees. Nice story. The film Better Man follows the life and adventures of a cocaine-snorting and sex-addicted monkey. The character is narrated by British pop sensation Robbie Williams because it's Williams who is being portrayed by the monkey. Williams told the Associated Press that the CGI monkey was cast perfectly because the film is full of his struggles with fame, addiction, and depression. And Williams says his character is more sympathetic that way as audiences care more for animals than humans. That is brilliant, makes total sense, and is sad all at the same time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
The county just requested more electric charging stations.
Orders have really amped up at Able Electric.
We need three more at First in Maine, and we just got another hotel chain.
It's no shock. Able Electric needs Able Electricians.
The grocery store wants charging stations, too.
And fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Drummer, love playing that song. Wipeout. The Safaris here at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits, take 24. And, you know, more than half the people say they sometimes go for a cheaper generic option when they're buying something to save money, according to the survey anyway. But there are some things we will not cheap out on. The number one thing, you've got to have a brand name, toilet paper. Yeah, you want it soft and fluffy, don't you? Yeah. How about mattresses? Coffee, Wi-Fi speed, really, and chocolate. Yeah, nobody wants, you know, Bob and Ernie's chocolate. They want to get the name brand stuff, right? Here got the Rascals. Yeah, beautiful morning. It's 824 at WRJN.
It's a beautiful
can work it out. 8:29, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Ben & Jerry's launched two flavors of ice cream once, made specifically for dogs. It was a peanut butter and pretzel flavor and a cookie and pumpkin combo. Now, here's the problem. The tubs looked exactly like the normal Ben & Jerry's ice cream that humans eat. So people who bought them had to be very careful when they reached into their freezer. It's 8:30 on the nose. Here's news from Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha's got one in February. Racine might have one in April. Tonight, the Racine Unified School Board will ponder placing a $190 million operational referendum on the April 1st ballot. Like in Kenosha, Racine officials say a lack of state funding has led to financial problems. However, declining enrollment is also playing a part. The proposal would result in a tax increase of about $75 a year for the owner of a $200,000 home. District officials are already warning that if not passed, there could be widespread cuts to staff and programs. Neighborhoods in Racine that are still dealing with snowy roads are seeing some trucks. This morning, City of Racine DPW trucks were out trying to scrape off snow as cold temperatures sit in and make it crunchy. Wind chills are below zero with warming centers open in most communities. To find one near you, call 211. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's no better time than the dead of winter to think about greenery. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have their tree and shrub sales programs up and running. Officials in Kenosha County just opened their store, offering people an affordable opportunity to purchase native trees and shrub seedlings. The program sells bundles with a diverse selection of evergreens, hardwoods, and shrubs available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find online store links on each county's respective websites. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It is chilly out there this morning. The wind chill from 5 to 10 below, and we're going to keep that wind chill around or a little below zero here for a good chunk of the day today. Sunshine, 16 this afternoon. Tonight will drop down to 2 above tomorrow. Mostly sunny, 17. We're back to 25 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
It's a whole tiny world on the airplane, isn't it? There's always that little tiny table there, a tiny computer, everyone's in a little cramped seat, tiny food, tiny utensils, tiny liquor bottles, tiny bathroom, tiny sink, tiny mirror, tiny faucet. So it's a small problem, going to be a slight delay, we're going to be a little late. Then you get on the plane, pilot's always got to come on the PA system, give you his whole thing of what he's going to do. And here's how I'm going to do it. I'm going to take it up to 20,000. And I'm going to make a left by Chicago. And I'm going to go south. But you know, we're all back there going, yeah, fine. You know, just end up where it says on the ticket, okay? Can you do that? Why bother him telling him what I'm doing, knocking on the cockpit door? I'm having the peanuts now. Yeah, that's what we're doing back here. I'm not going to have them all now. I'm going to have a few. I don't want to finish it because it's such a big bag.
Sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. Buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. We'll be right back.
me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Local news and timeless hits, Jonathan Edwards' Sunshine. That song almost didn't get made. Jonathan Edwards made an album, and it was short. And they needed one quick song, and he sat down and wrote that song. And wouldn't you know it, the biggest hit on the album, Sunshine. Always works out like that. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high only near 19. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 2. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16. The temperature's dropping. It's supposed to go up, but it's going down. Now it's 9 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park. So you wonder where all the nice people are, huh? Well, they're right here on planet Earth. A 13-year-old girl near Detroit once won an essay contest. It was put on by Petco. It came with a $50,000 grand prize, and she won it. She donated every penny of it to her local cat shelter. Well, you wonder where the good people are. They're right here, all amongst us. Just look around. You'll see them. 8:35, local news, timeless hits. Ah, Nancy with a smiling face, Nancy Sinatra in these boots.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Won't you take me down to
640, local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Just a reminder, the interviews you hear on WRJN are now podcast at WRJN.com, the Civic Media app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. So all the interviews you've been hearing in the last few months, most of them, if they, you know, some of them have been podcast. So check them out, see which ones there are, and enjoy them. If you missed them the first time or only heard part of them, or you want to hear them again, you can. Just go wherever you get your podcasts, WRJN.com, the Civic Media app, or Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them, okay? We podcast as many as we can. If they're not dated and they're, you know, they're really good interviews, you'll hear them on there, okay? All our interviews are good. But if they're not dated, you'll hear them there, okay? 841, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Mustang Sally.
Salt together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Hey, it's 8:47 local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. How many pieces of pizza do you think you'll eat in your lifetime? A couple hundred? Try 5,952 slices in your lifetime. About 8 slices a month. Our top 5 dream toppings are lobster, shrimp, crab, filet mignon, and chicken. I kind of like sausage and pepperoni. Lobster, can you imagine how expensive that pizza would be if it was topped with lobster and shrimp and crab and filet mignon? Whoa, we're talking expensive pizza here. It's 8:48, local news and timeless hits right here. Turn, turn, 8:51 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, where it's going to be sunny today and a high near 19, partly cloudy, lows 2 degrees tonight. Sunny tomorrow with a high near 16, sunny and 9 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Well, this could have been a Dateline episode. A woman thought she saw a human toe in her garden, called the police. Turns out it was just a potato. I guess better safe than sorry, huh?
On the dock, a fishing in the water, uh-huh. but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
Came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Neil Diamond, Solitary Man, 857, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, in case you win $1 billion in the Powerball, here's some advice on what to do with the money. This is from billionaire Mark Cuban, who should know. He said, first, hire a tax attorney. Don't take the lump sum. Tell your friends and family no when they ask for money. Oh, that's hard to do. You know? And don't invest it. Put it in the bank. I have to remember all this in case I win that. I have to write this down because you never know when you're going to win $1 billion in the lottery, do you? All right. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. We've got tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild tomorrow morning. Dan's up next. Keep it right here.
In this dirty old part of the city where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Time is due. I'm
one thing I know is true, yeah. You'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly.